By a 60-35% margin, New Yorkers say the May killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody is part of a broader pattern of excessive police violence against black people. The poll released Tuesday also found 51% of New Yorkers say systemic racism is a very serious problem. Pollster Steve Greenberg says 91% of black New York voters, 64% of Latino voters, and 53% of white voters say the killings represent a pattern of excessive force.
51% of New Yorkers say that systemic racism in this country is a very serious problem. Another 30% say it is a somewhat serious problem. So you have 81% of New Yorkers saying that systemic racism in this country is either a very or somewhat serious problem, including two-thirds of every race, party, region, and age grouping in New York.
For more than a year, Albany Center for Law and Justice Executive Director Alice Green has been sounding the alarm about systemic racism.
We're just delighted to see the results of this poll. The Center for Law and Justice has tried to impress upon the people in our area the serious problem that we have in terms of systemic racism. We've done reports. We have worked with groups in our community, and we've tried to impress upon public officials that that's what we need to be looking at, because systemic racism has been a part of our institutions since the period of enslavement. And I think now people are beginning to understand what that means, that we can't just make changes that don't address that issue, that we have to look and understand what it looks like and the implications it has for our society.
Greenberg notes the survey determined that by a 60-29% margin, 2-1, voters say that people of color are treated unfairly by New York's criminal justice system. 5 years ago, when Sienna asked the question, it was 52% unfairly, 40% fairly.
By a 60-36% margin, New Yorkers support the demonstrations that have been taking place recently because they are mostly peaceful. 36% oppose the demonstrations because they say that they have become too many, have become too violent.
Greenberg adds 82% of survey respondents said recent laws passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo, including banning chokeholds, releasing records of police brutality, and creating a special prosecutor unit within the Attorney General's office, were good for New York.
We asked New Yorkers, when you see a police officer, does it make you feel more secure, less secure, or have no effect on how you feel? Well, overall, 42% of New Yorkers say seeing a police officer makes them feel more secure, compared to 20% who feel less secure and 35% who say it makes no difference. But this is not the whole story. Look at it by race. When we asked white voters what happens when they see a police officer, 51% say they feel more secure, only 13% say less secure. For black voters, for black New Yorkers, only 13% feel more secure when they see a police officer. 46% feel less secure. Mirror images, blacks and whites, on seeing a police officer.
Again, Green.
I think this report and all the things that are happening now in the country, where people are beginning to wake up and see that we have a serious problem, and I think it's coming from all segments of our population right now, that the systemic racism is the serious problem in this country, and we've got to address it.
The survey also found 66% of New Yorkers support the Black Lives Matter movement, while 26% have an unfavorable view. 70% have a favorable view of their local police departments, while 22% have an unfavorable view. New Yorkers oppose defunding the police, 57 to 37%. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.